Prime Minister, the Honourable Dr. Ralph Gonsalves outlined key aspects of the declaration coming out of the EU-CELAC summit as he provided an overview of the recently concluded forum this morning. The Prime Minister said several critical issues were covered in the document.
In this declaration, there are very important items of direct interest and material benefit to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Caribbean, and the other member states of CELAC. They concern, first of all, an emphasis on multilateralism. That is to say, for states to work together, not for a powerful country to provide imperial dictates. This is a document which has nothing about imperialism in it. It doesn't embrace imperialism. It doesn't embrace hegemony. It holds aloft the principles of multilateralism and the fundamental tenets of the Charter of the United Nations as to how to address issues of peace, prosperity, and sustainable development for all. Within that context, the declaration emphasizes the necessity and desirability for the reform of the global financial architecture, especially of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund.
The Prime Minister said the declaration also dealt with other important issues, such as climate change and reparations.
This declaration is very strong on arresting climate change. And an important paragraph states, and I will draw your attention to it since you have copies, it expressly reiterates the position of the developed countries to provide $100 billion annually to developing countries for the funding of climate change related activities for adaptation and mitigation, and with a pledge to double the fund for adaptation by 2025. For the first time in any of these documents, there is, that is to say, involving the European Union, there is a paragraph on reparatory justice for the enslavement of African bodies. It reads as follows. We acknowledge and profoundly regret the untold suffering inflicted on millions of men, women, and children as a result of the transatlantic slave trade. We underline our full support of the related principles and elements contained in the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, including the acknowledgement that slavery and the slave trade, including the transatlantic slave trade, were appalling tragedies in the history of humanity, not only because of their abhorrent barbarism, but also in terms of their magnitude, organized nature, and especially their negation of the essence of the victims, and that slavery and the slave trade are a crime against humanity.
Prime Minister, the Honourable Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. With today's CELAC report, I'm Colvin Harry.